Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
How often do people go and make complaints against their therapist or counselor? Or do people more so sometimes look at it as, well, you know, we just don't see eye to eye. It's not really a complaint. It's just, I'm going to move on. This didn't work out.
Yeah, I don't think as many people complain and make a formal complaint as they probably should. And it's a little bit of a gray area because, of course, there are times when a therapist may be giving someone feedback and the person just doesn't want to hear the feedback, you know, and it's not that the therapist is doing anything wrong. It's just that, you know, maybe they've got a drinking problem and they don't like being told that they've got a drinking problem. So they get angry. So you can't make a complaint about every time a therapist says something that you don't like. But I think a lot of times when people are getting weird recommendations from a therapist, if the therapist is giving suggestions that make, let's say, people go in for couples counseling and they're getting really weird suggestions that make their situation worse, anything regarding parenting that seems to be causing harm, I would love to see people feel empowered to just, you know, it's pretty easy online. Most of the time you can file complaints online. And at the very least, the licensing board would then contact the therapist and say, can you give us your explanation here for what you're doing? And generally, they'll ask for, if the person signs a release, they'll ask for, okay, show us what your assessment of the problem was and what was your treatment plan here. So they at least have to justify what they're doing. And I would love to see people do that more often. I don't think it happens that much.
How easy would it have been, though, for someone like a Jody Hildebrandt, where if called, and someone said exactly what you said, show us what the treatment plan is here, what are you doing? For her to just lie, for her to just come up with what she knows they want to hear. She seems like the type of person who is fairly good at that. And then just kind of brush it off. Is there much more check beyond that if someone says to the board, look, here's what we did, and you know they just didn't agree with it, and it was, you know, it is what it is.
She certainly could lie. And that, of course, in this case wouldn't be surprising either. But I have actually seen cases where, you know, there was pretty good evidence of something inappropriate happened, go to an actual hearing before the board in person, where the clinician has to go in, they have to take their records, testimony is received from the complainant, and then the therapist is grilled. And so I've seen that happen. That was in California, but that can certainly happen. And in cases where, you know, there's really pretty good evidence that this therapist is doing something wacky or something out of standard practice of care, they can do that. They can call them in and actually have a hearing. And I think it would be a little bit harder to lie when you have actual testimony that's given in person.
Obviously, the charges against them are pretty, you know, they're not good. They're not also charges that would, I think, likely end up someone to be in prison for the rest of their lives. So let's assume that it's not going to be forever or the rest of their lives. Is this a case, though, where the board can say, you will never get a license again for the rest of your life?
Yes.
It's not a probation or anything like that.
Yeah, I think in all likelihood, the board would do a permanent revocation of the license. And that does happen, which should happen.
Sure.
Yes, there are people practicing all sorts of things in healthcare that they're not safe, you know, because of their own personality disorder. If you want to call that a mental health condition, that's in that category. They're never going to be safe.
How often do we see that in the mental health field where the provider themselves like this case, where there is a mental health condition that's going on here. And maybe the drive and maybe some of the recommendations are based more so on someone's own personal experiences versus what's best for the actual client themselves.
Yeah, you know, there's a huge gray area between, mm-hmm. you know, people that are really psychologically altruistic and, you know, have good intentions and have a lot of insight, and then the real dangerous quacks, right? We've got this whole continuum in mm-hmm. between there. I think because it is a fairly rigorous process to become a licensed mental health clinician, overall, you've got basically pretty good people.
Yeah.
But do you get some weird ones in there? Or you could have a mental health professional who develops psychosis, who becomes nutty, you know, at
sure.
some point. So I don't know how we would have data on that.
Yeah.
I can definitely say I have seen a lot of people in the gray zone mm-hmm. that I don't necessarily think they're doing harm, but I don't think they're necessarily the best at what they're doing, and maybe another profession would have been better for them. But that's true with MDs and basically every profession. We can even take that to hairdressers, right?
Sure.
There are certainly some that are talented and some that are just not doing such terrific work. But I do think people have to be very diligent consumers. I mean, mental health care, marriage counseling, parent-child relationship counseling, this is important stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I always tell people to do interviews before you choose a professional.
Yeah.
And there should at least be a free 15-minute, 30-minute phone call first where you ask questions, you explain what the situation you're dealing with is, just in very superficial general terms, and then make the person explain to you, how would they help? What exactly would they do? How would they view your problem? And talk to at least three, you know, and don't make a choice until you've talked with someone that you feel really is insightful and understands and can offer you something.
I think that's something that probably a lot of people who saw her look back now on and go, wish we would have done that.
Yeah, but, yeah. And that's the thing, when you get a recommendation from a religious body, you know, or another kind of authority figure, you trust because, you know, that's how she got business.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.